Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
All right, guys, here we go. The red light is on. It's Thursday afternoon here in America. It's 11 a.m. Eastern. Keelan, it might be a little bit different time of you. My man, thank you for joining us. Where are you at? What time is it for you over there?
First of all, Dave, hello again. And hello, everybody. It is great to be back live in the studio. The red light is live and so are we. I am in Ireland. It is 4 p.m. in the afternoon. And we've got some shocking news, and I'm looking forward to breaking it down up to the side and everything. Looking forward to getting into it.
I cannot wait. All right, so let's talk about it. We all woke up, and you can see it was an effort at 9 a.m. Eastern. Jake Paul, MVP Promotions, Mike Tyson himself, they all posted it. I don't know if you just saw. I literally just saw 15 minutes ago the Netflix little commercial that they made that, you know, that takes time and effort. This was probably weeks in the making, right? Guys, Jake Paul is going to box Mike Tyson July 20th, AT&T Stadium, a football stadium, a humongous Cowboy Stadium, streamed on Netflix. And we'll get into that in a second. But first thing, cringe. Okay, we're here for it, guys. We would love your feedback. Your first thing, Keelan, that's my first question for you. When you saw that fight poster, what's your immediate reaction?
Well, my immediate reaction is that this is fake and that somebody is lying to us. That's my gut reaction when I see this. But then I go on to – so the way this worked was I went on to Twitter, X, whatever you want to call it. I see Jake Paul v. Mike Tyson. I think, okay, somebody's lying about this. I go on to Netflix's Facebook page, the official verified one. They say, yes, it's true. So I'm thinking, okay, no way. There's no way this is happening. Then I go on to Mike Tyson's Instagram page with the caption, contract signed. And I'm like, Jesus Christ, this is happening. This is actually a real thing. And then I've kind of spent the last hour or so thinking about this. And I'm thinking to myself, Iron Mike Tyson, arguably the second greatest heavyweight boxer ever, youngest ever heavyweight champion of the world, former undisputed world champion, is fighting the kid off the Disney Channel. I just, Dave, I'm done. How much further down the rabbit hole can we go here? This is just, I don't know.
That's crazy. Hey, Keelan, we're going to cut that up. That's a video right there for you, my man. That will be on Fight Bananas later on today, Fight Bananas Official on IG. Guys, this is absolutely bananas. This is wild. There's so many things I want to take it because there are so many different avenues. There really is. There's the Jake Paul one. There's the Tyson one. I'm telling you guys, there's the Netflix one. That's the sneaky one I want to hit on at the end. First of all, let's just hit on Jake Paul. So Jake Paul, you know, YouTuber, gets into this boxing scene. And then at the beginning, he's boxing Nate Robinson. He's boxing older MMA fighters. Then he does the Nate Diaz thing, who a lot of people thought it was a little legitimate, it was kind of wonky. Then he fought Tyson Fury, right? I mean, Tommy Fury. He fought Tommy Fury. Took an L. Actually, a decent outing. I thought he was decent in that fight, but a real boxer. Then ever since the Fury fight, he's fought two boxers. Not the greatest of resumes, but they are professional boxers. So like in a weird way, I don't know about you, Keelan. I've been digging it. What Paul has been doing for the last 4 or 6 months, even on the L, I kind of like him and respect him more, fighting a legitimate guy, took an L, good fight. All that being said, fighting boxers and now fighting Tyson. To me, this is we're going left again. We're going in a wrong direction. Is Dylan Danis next or Mike Perry or, you know, whoever's next? If Jake Paul is saying what he's really saying about how he wants to be a world champion and fight Canelo and this stuff, to me, this is the wrong avenue.
Yeah, I completely agree with you, Dave. I think everything you said is pretty much spot on. If we chart Jake Paul's course into boxing, he fights, like you said, He fights guys like Nate Robinson. He fights YouTubers like Anisong Gibb and Comedy Shorts Gamer, KSI's younger brother, in case anybody doesn't know who that is. You know, he fights YouTubers, then he fights MMA fighters way past their prime. Then he fights Tommy Fury. And you've made a very interesting point here, Dave, because I will give Jake credit here. The person who walked out from the person who walked out from Saudi Arabia with the biggest L was Tommy Fury, because he's meant to be a legitimate professional boxer. And Jake Paul really could have gone into that fight with a win-win mindset. You win, you beat Tyson Fury's brother. You lose, you've lost to someone who's trained all their life anyway. So Jake Paul really had nothing to gain or lose there. Right. He had nothing to lose, but he had a lot to gain. But this is just unbelievable. He's to be fair, he's been active. I agree, that is good. Yep. And I will give him props. Their activity is always a very good thing. And we've seen fighters who've suffered with a lack of activity, Colby Covington, etc. So activity is always a good thing. I'm not going to knock him for that. But to go from this guy he fought last weekend and Andre August, to go from them to Mike Tyson is an extreme skew if for sure. Right. It's anything but a linear path, let's put it that way.
Right. Totally agree. There's more Jake Paul stuff that we can't get into. Let's slide right into the Mike Tyson side. Mike Tyson, 57 years old. And right away when this news, kind of the same thing you did with me, Keelan, you messaged me, so many people called, texted, messaged me right away, did Fight Bananas, all of that nature. And I'm like, yeah, guys, I didn't know how to react. I'm seeing in a lot of the comments right now, it does seem pretty negative on Jake Paul. And one of my buddies I talked to, and we went back and forth, cause I thought I'm just a realist. Like I didn't mind it. I'm like, hey, any eyes to combat sports, we're making a video about it. Anything that us working and making a video about it, I like. It brings attention to combat sports and the eyes. And my buddy had a great line, something about like how Mike Tyson is closer to Social Security than he is, you know, being in his prime and Jake Paul being born and all that. And it's very true. Like there's a part of me of like, hey, Jake, you can do this. Mike Tyson's 57 years old. There's got to be a line of like, guys, we got to let this go. I looked it up. His last fight was in 2005. I know he had the exhibition match against Roy Jones Jr., which it was during COVID. We needed anything. Like, that was fun. I ordered it. I watched it. Tyson versus Jones, probably the biggest fight that never happened in their primes. But his last legitimate boxing fight, and this will be a legitimate boxing fight against both of their records, was in 2005. That was 18 years ago. Like, guys, this isn't like a couple years. Henry Cejudo, in his prime, got out of the sport for like 18, 20 months, came back, not the same guy, lost two in a row. One of the greats of the lower weight classes in MMA, 18 years. Like, guys, what kind of Mike Tyson are we going to see? And I don't want to go too far, but Keelan, whenever something seriously happens to Tyson in that ring, getting hit by a young phenom in Jake Paul, like this could go sideways fast.
I mean, Dave, this is the thought I can't live with, okay? Because everybody became a boxing fan because of Mike Tyson, right? If you're born sort of like 1980 and sooner than that, then Mike Tyson's a big reason why you're a combat sports fan. I know he's a big reason why I am. Yes. And the thought of somebody like Jake Paul knocking out not just a legend, but the legend of boxing, that's a thought I can't live with, you know. It's all well. I mean, if you want to go fight Tyron Woodley and Ben Askren, I don't care. I don't really care if you want to go knock them out. That's your business, not mine. But this is Mike Tyson we're talking about. I see Alex's comment, well, it's scripted, so nothing will happen. Interesting thought. I don't know. Maybe they do have something in place. Maybe they don't. But, yeah. I mean, like you said, this is a 57-year-old man. And I saw what Vitor Belfort did to Evander Holyfield, another legend of boxing. I don't want the same thing to have to happen to Mike. Yeah, like Tyler said, dude's old. Like, what? Exactly my reaction, Tyler. I'm completely with you. But yeah, like you said, Dave, I just don't get this at all. You know, Mike Tyson's 57 years of age. He should be retired and doing his own thing. You know, coming back to fight Jake Paul, there's nothing for him to gain from this.
Nothing. What he did for the PFL a couple weeks ago is what Mike Tyson should be doing.
An ambassador.
Figurehead, doing promos, helping the young industry, you know, helping young fighters up. That's what Mike Tyson should be doing and should be getting paid for. He's opened a lot of doors for so many other organizations, companies, boxers, so much. So that's what that man should be getting paid for. Him getting back in the ring, 57 years old, don't love it. And then real quick about the whole scripted, guys. Guys, and we can all talk about it. It's a fun conversation or a fun debate. It can't be scripted, especially if it was in Saudi Arabia or Tokyo. Well, that's another subject at another time. It's in Dallas. It's in AT&T Stadium. It's being sold at Sport. You know how much money is going to be bet on this fight? If something ever came out, leaked out that this is scripted or is unreal, this is WWE, like Jake Paul never fights again. His license gets revoked forever. Like he will never be able to fight boxing again. It's something that you just can't risk. Like it's just one of those things. They can be friends off air or whatever of that nature. They can have a friendly deal in place, but nothing of this fight is scripted. I will triple down on that right now. It's March 6th or 7th, whatever it is. This fight will not be scripted in Dallas, Texas. I'm just going to say that.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And look, to be honest, I would understand the suspicions. I would get that. But look, if it ever came out that Jake Paul was scripting a professional boxing match, he'd be arrested for it.
Yeah,
and
like
you said, he'd never be allowed inside of a boxing ring again. So, yeah, I get that it's a ridiculous fight, and it is completely stupid in my opinion. But I just don't think it's going to be scripted because there would be far too much fallout if it did happen. And like I'm seeing some of the comments here, you know, can't believe this. Jake Paul is trash. He needs to fight someone ranked. I agree with you, Jared. And yeah, look, I mean, public sentiment seems to be pretty clear in this already. And I don't really see much of a counter argument to them.
So two last things I really want to jump on, and then maybe we'll kind of have answer more questions. Guys, anyone in the chat, if you have any questions for Keelan or myself, put them in the chat. We'll answer all the questions. We're here for you guys. First of all, Dallas, Texas. This is a when I saw this too, Cowboy Stadium, AT&T Stadium. I've been there live. It's phenomenal. It's one of like the nine wonders of the world. It's one of the most immaculate stadiums you will ever be at. It's kind of funny. This fight's not happening in Saudi Arabia. I thought that was kind of obvious, you know, really glared at me. This fight's not happening in Puerto Rico, where you know Jake is doing a lot of his love. He's even doing some things in Orlando. He's fought in Florida before. This is in Dallas, Texas. So that to me was very glaring, and let's just be honest, they must know they have you know, a ton of ticket sales or a ton of people in that building, because if that building's empty, that would look pretty bad for the whole ship of this fight, regardless of what they say about pay-per-view buys or how the fight comes out. If the place is empty, it's going to look bad. So that's one. The second biggest thing, and this is where I really want to take some time, if you don't mind, Keelan, This fight is being streamed on Netflix. Like, to me, this is the win out of the whole thing. Netflix is going to jump not even into the sports atmosphere. I know they got the WWE deal and the biggest deal in the history of, you know, sports, but they're now coming into combat sports. That is great for the UFC. That is great for combat sports. Guys, I was just at Game Bread Bare Knuckle this past weekend with a killer event with Dos Santos winning the championship at the Kia Center. Tell me that they might not want to work with the great Jorge Masvidal and maybe trying to get us over their Netflix. This is a great, great thing for combat sports that Netflix is coming involved.
Yeah, it is. And I'm glad you mentioned that, because that's a very, very good point. And the one thing I'll give Netflix that's very clever is that jumping on the Mike Tyson name is the perfect launch pad into launching combat sports streamed. You know, if this was any other Jake Paul fight, they would steer well clear from it. And they probably would be right too. But when you've got a name like Iron Mike Tyson, it just makes too much sense not to. So to have this deal being streamed with Netflix as opposed to a Triller or another network,
right,
from a business point of view, it makes complete sense, you know. And this will attract, you know, like people like Gamebred that we're very friendly with, thankfully. It will act like a sort of vacuum effect. It will bring a lot of others with it. So, yeah, from a business point of view, you can't really knock it.
Yeah, for sure. One of the questions I had, and it's kind of funny because I thought I knew the answer, but I've asked five people and I got kind of four or five different answers. Same thing. When you see that fight poster, who wins this fight?
Mike Tyson does, only because I can't live with the thought of Jake Paul winning it.
Bro, Keelan, Jake Paul's going to win this fight.
Oh, Dave, don't do it. No, don't tell me that.
guys, Jake's going to win this fight. Guys, Mike Tyson's 57 years old, Keelan. And, you know, I don't think, to me, he wasn't very impressive against Roy Jones. And even that, I know it sounds bad, was 3-4 years ago. And when you're 28 to 32, that's not a big gap. 53 to 57 is a huge gap. Like every year you're away from the boxing gets bigger and bigger. And again, I know that people are going to really shit on Jake on this, but the man's in the gym. The man's working. The man's boxing, you know, getting more live rounds, getting more action. I know that Tommy Fury, I know he got the L, but he did show his power in that fight. I think Jake Paul wins this fight and probably wins it by stoppage.
Oh, Steve, you're hurting my soul here. You're hurting my soul, Dave.
I'm sorry, my man.
No, but I mean, look, objectively speaking, I can't say that you're wrong. I can't. It's just, you know, I mean, I should take emotion out of it, but then it's emotion that drives being a fan, you know?
Sure.
And the thing that hurts me the most about this is that if Jake does win, which he could and which he arguably probably will, if Jake wins this fight, he is going to live off of this for the rest of his days. And yeah, he's going to parade around saying, nah, 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 I beat Mike Tyson. And it's not beating Mike Tyson. It's beating the grandfather version of Mike Tyson. This is an Iron Mike. This is Mike who has his own weed business, who's an ambassador for the PFL, who's an ambassador for Saudi boxing, which is what he should be. That I'm actually happy with because I like Mike getting his money. But I don't know. And if Jake Paul actually does win this, I can never look at boxing the same way again. I don't think I can. If this was any other retired heavyweight, fine, it would be bad. But Dave, this is Mike Tyson.
Yeah.
This is a man that is a pillar of heavyweight boxing in any era.
It's crazy. It's crazy. When my friend said that line, I said a line, something about like, it's crazy. This is like, Mike Tyson's age is literally closer to like fighting. Like you always see those memes or those cool pictures or a GOAT debate about Muhammad Ali versus Mike Tyson.
Yeah.
The guys like Muhammad Ali, like you think about, like that's way before our time. Like Muhammad Ali, you know what I mean? That was so long ago. But those guys were, you know, kind of debated about like Jordan and LeBron, who's the best ever, and GSP and Khabib Nurmagomedov, stuff of that nature. Now to do Jake Paul versus Mike Tyson in 2024 just seems it's bananas. That's the first thing I thought of. I saw him like, wow, like crazy bananas. Like I never thought we would see it to fruition. Kind of the moving it forward. I know there's so much more to talk about it before the fight, but let's move it forward. What happens to each man after if they win this fight? If Mike Tyson wins, does he ever do it again? Does he fight Logan? Does he keep on fighting big names like this to try to get a paycheck? Or do you think this is one and done? And again, for Jake, if Jake wins this fight, does he call out another historic big name? Does he kind of go back into the boxing linear way and try to get more wins under his belt? What do you think would be next for both men?
Well, I'll start with Mike Tyson first because I think Jake's a little more obvious in what he does if he wins.
Okay.
If Mike Tyson has any sense, he wouldn't have taken this fight to begin with, but he doesn't have any sense, so he did. If he does take this fight, and literally, God willing, if he wins, this is it for him. I don't want to see him fight again. I am happy watching the old highlights and the old videos of Trevor Burbeck, Larry Holmes, all those great fights. I'm content with that. Mike Tyson has nothing to prove to anybody. He's Mike Tyson, for Christ's sake. You know, he has nothing to gain from this fight whatsoever. All right, yes, maybe he gets one last highlight reel if he knocks out Jake Paul or something. But even if he wins, he doesn't gain anything from it. My hope is if he wins this fight, that's it for Tyson. He hangs up the gloves forever and he keeps getting the bag, being an ambassador. That's what I want him to do. As far as Jake Paul goes, if he wins this fight and if he adds Mike Tyson, I still can't believe I'm saying those two words. If he adds Mike Tyson to his resume, he's going to live off of this for the rest of his career, however long or short that is. It doesn't matter who he fights, where he fights them, how he fights them, whether he wins or whether he loses. In every single fight that he ever has from now till the end of time, he will say, "But I beat Mike Tyson." Jake, you're fighting this person, you're massively overmatched. but I beat Mike Tyson. This person's a 60-year-old man, but I beat Mike Tyson. Right. That's what you're going to hear, because right. you heard it after he beat Tyron Woodley and Ben Askren. What do you think he's going to be like if he beats a legend of boxing? The man's going to be a million times worse than he is now. He is going to live off of it. Any future plans that he has will be built solely off of this fight. And you will hear him go on and on and on and on about it until the end of time, basically.
Crazy, crazy, crazy. One last thing I want to hit on the Jake Paul side is one thing I've been crying literally on top of the mountain about this. It's about, I'm going to jump about the PFL side. This week, it's been awesome. I just saw a ton of content from Ariel Helwani and with Francis Ngannou and Tyson Fury and Anthony Joshua over there. And, of course, Francis Ngannou. And now it's Jake Paul. So July 20th, that is the dead summer, middle of the summer. That means nothing is going to happen, of course, in front of this before Jake. He's going to be in the boxing gym working on boxing. Can we just say PFL? Can we let Jake Paul go? Can we stop advertising Jake Paul? You have Patchy Mix. You have Johnny Eblen. You have Impa Kasangana. You have Henan Ferreira. You have so many great names. So many great female talent as well. You stop promoting Jake Paul. Like, if he comes over, if he wins this fight, he's never coming over. Why would he fight MMA? He just beat Iron Mike Tyson, a huge payday, and we'll get another payday after the Mike Tyson win. Like, let's stop faking this Jake Paul MMA run. It's not going to happen, and it's not going to happen anytime soon. It's just like one of these things. Let's move on and upward and onward. PFL, you have a thing going on. Promote that thing. Jake Paul is all in with his MVP promotions. Couple wins in a row. The Puerto Rico crowd looked phenomenal. I didn't buy the event, but I saw highlights. The gym of the arena looked packed. That's great for Jake for MVP promotions. That has nothing to do with the PFL. And if he wins, if he defeats Mike Tyson on July 20th, we're not going to see Jake Paul in the smart cage.
Dave, I was on last week on the Tuesday live show. Who did we talk about this exact situation with?
Francis.
Francis Ngannou.
Yeah.
I love the PFL and I like what they're doing, but the PFL have got royally played by Francis Ngannou and Jake Paul. It's time we just admitted that's what happened and we're not going to see Jake Paul fight. Francis Ngannou is, you know, he's a superstar in boxing now. You know, here in Ireland and in the UK, this morning I was watching the most popular radio show. It's called Talk Sport. And they were talking about this fight with Francis Ngannou. And Ngannou is a mainstream name now. He's not just some guy who fought in the UFC. He's a legitimate star. And by the way, did you see his put down of Tyson Fury yesterday?
Yeah, loved it. Loved it. He's right.
He's making a brand out of himself. He's doing everything he should be doing. And the point that I'm making with that is that we're never going to see Francis Ngannou fight in PFL. We're just not. Let me put it this way. He gets loads of money for fighting Anthony Joshua. He probably fights the winner of Fury Usyk. If it's Usyk, he fights Usyk. He's probably going to fight Tyson Fury again in some kind of rematch. You know, Francis Ngannou is going to have his life set by the time he's done with Saudi Arabia. He's not coming back to the PFL to fight. He just isn't going to. And Jake Paul, like you just said, and you said it perfectly, Dave, you hit the nail on the head. He is going to ride this out until the end.
Yeah.
Greg Eckert just there in the comments. If Francis wins tomorrow, you might not see him anytime soon. You're not seeing him ever, Greg. You are him ever, because there's too much money at stake. And why would Francis put his body through another potential knee surgery replacement when he can get $20-30 million fighting in boxing? And he's already proven he can knock down one world champion. Why not do the rest?
One of the greatest ever, Keelan. One of the greatest ever. All right, guys, if you're in this chat, ask away. We're going to start answering some questions and jumping on your comments. If you have any questions, of course, about Tyson or Fury or about anything, ask away. Keelan and I will stay and answer your questions. All right. Why do so many people think Tyson's going to win in spectacular fashion? He's almost 60. He's been in so many wars. His body's pretty beat up. Yes, I would love to see Mike absolutely beat the piss out of him, but I can't see it. Keelan, Bray, absolutely agree. Like, I agree. Jake Paul, to me, is going to win this fight. Jake Paul is going to be the betting favorite, and I think he's not even going to win. He's going to get a win via stoppage. That's what I think.
Well, Keelan, from one Keelan to another, I completely agree with everything you've just said. Obviously, there's nothing I'm praying for more than Mike Tyson to win, but I mean, the odds are just going to be too great in this. There's a nearly 35-year age gap in this, and Father Time's one opponent you can't defeat.
Yeah, I agree. Greg, Apache Mix, baby, can absolutely be in the mix for best MMA bantamweight in the world. I agree. He's up there. The bantamweight division is great in the UFC. We literally have the bantamweight championship online at UFC 299 Miami. But to me, Apache Mix is one of those guys. If he was in the UFC, he would be in that top five mix. He would, win a couple of those, but probably lose to a couple of those. I think Corey Sandhagen's actually a really bad matchup for him. I even think even Sugar Sean O'Malley's a bad matchup for him. But those other guys, Apache Mix, would be in the mix of the top five best bantamweights in the UFC.
Yeah, I completely agree. And look, I was actually at Bellator in Hawaii a couple of years ago, and I got the chance to see Apache Mix up close and personal. The guy's a very impressive fighter. Don't underestimate him. He is very, very good. But I think when it comes to the UFC, it's just a different level. It really is. And that's why you always want to see the best go to the UFC, because that's the true barometer and that's the measuring stick, basically. So for me, I think Apache Mix is certainly top 10. He certainly can be top 10.
Yeah.
But like you said, I think Corey Sandhagen's a tough matchup. I think Merab Dvalishvili is a tough matchup.
Yeah.
I think Sean O'Malley, Cheeto, any of those guys are going to be tough for him to measure up against. But this is why we like the best. We want to see the best fight the best. And if Apache Mix ever makes it there, you can guarantee I'll be watching it.
That's for sure. All right. Eddie Martinez goes, this is insane. We agree, Eddie. Absolutely bananas. Tyson versus Paul, July 20th, streamed on Netflix at AT&T Stadium. Absolutely crazy. Fight Bananas likes Jake's filters out of my comments when I trash him, but can name 20 other boxers way better than him. I don't get that, Alex. You're saying we like Jake Paul? We're not pro Jake Paul either. This is probably pretty big, and I don't know what that comment is though. But
Alex, we're strictly down the middle in this, but I want Mike Tyson to win. Let's put it that way.
There you go. Greg. Oh, if Francis wins tomorrow, you and I see him. Yeah, absolutely. Francis Ngannou wins in boxing against Anthony Joshua.
Oh.
He has a rematch against Tyson Fury. Probably has a rematch against Anthony Joshua. Wilder's out there. Literally, the world is his oyster. He'll never fight again.
Oh, yeah. I completely agree. And we were just talking about that a minute ago, Greg. If Francis loses, he has Deontay Wilder. He has a Fury rematch. So that's at least, what, $60, $70 million probably in those two fights.
Yeah.
If he wins against Anthony Joshua, there are literally hundreds of millions of dollars out there for him. If he wants it, and he will get it. So believe me, I think the PFL made a massive mistake in not getting Francis to fight there first, and I just don't think they're going to get him back.
I agree. Eddie Martinez asks, will we ever see Mike Perry versus any of the Paul brothers? Yes. After today, we can see absolutely anything. I think Mike Perry is doing a phenomenal job over there in Bare Knuckle FC, the King of Violence. But let's be honest. He would probably get paid 5 times, 10 times as much to fight a Jake or a Logan Paul in boxing, take literally no damage at all, and make more money than ever. So I see for sure, maybe 2025, maybe 2026, I'll see Perry versus Paul. I that will happen.
Yeah, wouldn't shock me if you see it either. Mike Perry's been doing an amazing job in bare knuckle. And if he made that transition to boxing, it's a seamless, ready-made transition, you know. He takes less damage, he gets more money, he fights a big name. There's literally no downside to it for Mike Perry. So if anything, I would expect it to happen at some point. But yes, I think you can bet on it pretty safely.
Keelan goes, thanks, guys. No. Keelan, thank you, dude. Thank you, buddy. Keep on coming. Brandon Wolf, I like this. He goes, is this guy in the right from Northern Ireland?
Yes, Brandon, I am. I am from the north of Ireland. You are absolutely correct. And the accent and the red hair and red beard probably give it away pretty well. But yes, you're right. I am from the north of Ireland.
All right.
Everybody thinks we're all from Dublin or whatever. No, we're not. We come from all over the place.
Alex goes, Jake winning or not will never change my opinion of him. Can name 20 greater boxers. Alex, we can name 400 better boxers than Jake Paul. Like,
how much time have you got?
Yeah. Keelan, go back and we'll go down the alphabet, A, B, C. It's not about Jake Paul being great. It's about Jake Paul's marketability. He's fighting Mike Tyson, for goodness sake, at AT&T Stadium. The man did it. Like, we can make fun of him. It is what it is. He's going to get paid millions and millions of dollars. He's already fought Nate Diaz. You know, he's already fought Fury. Like, the man's won. The man's fought T. Woodley. It's crazy, crazy, crazy. Eddie goes again. What weight is Tyson versus Paul at?
It has to be
at heavyweight.
It must be, yeah.
It has to. I didn't see the weight yet, so that's a good question, Eddie. I would have to think, and Mike Tyson at 57 years old is not cutting weight, all right? Let's just say about that.
It's got to be some kind of catch weight, surely, because even at his prime Iron Mike never fought below, what, 230, 220, I think. So, yeah, there's no way that this is like a 190 cruiserweight thing. It's got to be some kind of catch weight.
No. Daniel Jemmy goes, Mike wins, and there's no illusion about it. I think Keelan is predicting Mike to win. I am not. To me, Jake Paul is going to win this fight. I have Jake Paul winning this fight via stoppage. Guys, it's 2024. I got Jake Paul winning. Why is Paul getting top bill? FLL, this is clearly Tyson Paul. So, Tim, I see someone, Eddie, answered it kind of in the comments already. This is a MVP promotion. This is Jake Paul's team promoting this fight. This is Jake Paul even paying Mike Tyson to be on this card. It's kind of funny that if you look at the poster closely, it is Paul versus Tyson, but Mike Tyson's in front of Jake Paul on the poster. So I bet you there was a little back and forth negotiation with that about Tyson wanting to be more clearly up in the poster, but it's a MVP promotion. It will be Paul versus someone. So there we go. Biggest joke. You can say that, but it's happening. It's happening, guys. July 20th, streamed on Netflix, live at AT&T Stadium. It's the Cowboy Stadium. Mike Tyson versus Jake Paul will happen on July 20th. Crazy, crazy, crazy.
By the way, Dave, you touched on this earlier. That AT&T Stadium is a thing of beauty.
It's a
You were absolutely right. I've never had the chance to go to it, but when you see it on like broadcasts and stuff, it is absolutely magnificent. And if they fill that out, that will be a sight to behold.
That's what, if they can do it, I don't know if they can, but if they can, it's a win regardless of what happens. So it's funny. I'll tell you the story of how the PFL was in Arlington last year. I think they were there 2 years in a row. I flew out for the PFL to cover that. If I'm going to Arlington to catch the PFL, the stadium is 20 minutes away. I drove to the stadium, took pictures, walked around it. We were just at the Kia Center just this last weekend, and the Kia Center is a really big new arena. The AT&T Stadium is like eight times. It's just humongous. The land around it, it's the ninth wonder of the world. Wow, we're getting questions. Here we go. If it isn't fixed, Tyson wins via homicide.
Come on, Justin.
You got Keelan Sharp. You got Keelan Sharp. I disagree, guys. I think Jake Paul's going to get this job done. Tyson isn't taking a fall for anyone. That's a fact. We like that, Max. We like it. Hopefully not. Hopefully, this will be a legitimate fight. I would absolutely deem it will. Do we really think that Jake Paul is a legit boxer? If Mike Tyson loses, I'm never watching Jake fighter box again. Tanner, hey, that's as many people that say that, he still keeps on getting these fights, Tanner. If no one ever watches him or talks about him, the Jake Paul thing dies. He's a media machine. He really is. I have Netflix I have Netflix. I will be streaming this fight. I will be watching it. So he's got me.
Yeah. Just as a quick answer to Tanner, cause we're getting a lot of questions, guys, and keep them coming. We're happy to go through everything. Like Dave said, we are here for you. So anything you want us to answer, leave it down below. To answer Tanner's question, is Jake a legit boxer? He's put in the hard yards and he's put in the work, so he deserves respect for that. I'm not going to criticize him. He deserves credit for the dedication and the seriousness with which he approaches this. What you have to remember, Tanner, is that there's levels to boxing. You know, Jake Paul, if you look at Tommy Fury, who's like an average prospect, Jake Paul lost to that. So if you put Jake Paul against somebody who's a really, really good amateur or a young professional, that would tell you how that fight's going to go. So he's legit in his approach, but he's not legit in terms of being even remotely near world champion caliber. He's not even in the same universe as that. So you kind of have to approach it with that mindset. But, yeah, as far as the training goes, he deserves credit for that, and I won't knock him for it.
Yeah, that's for sure. All right, Juan, this is a little tight. Of course, his BS would fight Mike Tyson. He's an old AF. That's what Paul will pick on smaller, older people to fight his bitch ass. Hey, Juan, I respect it, my man. I do. It's wild that this fight's happening. It is wild. I agree with you. Hopefully Tyson isn't a sellout. No, I don't think he's a sellout, guys. I think he's 57 years old. Like, I'm 40. I'm about to be 40 this year. What, I can't do what I used to do 8 years ago. I can't even imagine what I'm going to be like at 57. I know I'm not a heavyweight champion, but like Mike, and that's another thing. Everyone thinks about that how many wars have Mike Tyson been in? How many sit-ups has this man done? How many jumping jacks has he jumped? There's a cutoff date. Like, this man, he's up there. He's 57.
First of all, congratulations on that, Dave. I didn't know that. We'll have to see for that. That'll be great for you to turn 40 this year. As far as that question, is Tyson a sellout? One thing, I'm actually going to take that question slightly differently. Okay. One thing I'm curious about is, in a competitive boxing match, when you see Tyson get into the ring again, will that old beast be reignited again? Will the animal come out of Mike Tyson again? Because when you're a professional boxer or a professional fighter, you've got to tap into something that makes you willing to step in there and willing to try and kill another human being. Will we see, I mean, I'm not saying we'll see it to the same degree because we just won't, but will we see the iron Mike Tyson again? Will we see the animal unleashed again? I'm very interested to see when he steps in the ring that night.
Yeah, very true. All right, this might be the last one. We'll see if anyone else jumps in. But Eddie, with the last one, watching Tyson fight live, though, is definitely a ticket seller win. I agree, Eddie. You will never know at this point which is his last fight. History, no matter what. Eddie, absolutely hammer on the nail. Yeah, I would assume this is Mike Tyson's last fight. Win, lose, or draw. Just in that, it's history. It's historic to see it, watch it. And whatever Jake does, love him or hate him or anywhere in the middle, he's very kind of historic in his run. So, it is what it is. I agree with Eddie. This is a historic fight we'll see on July 20th.
Yeah, Eddie's absolutely spot on. You know, it's why the exhibition a couple of years ago sold out, because people thought that was his last fight. And if you think it's someone's last fight, you want to be there. Right. So, yeah, I completely agree with what Eddie said. You know, it is a win because you don't know if it's going to be his last fight. And it is history regardless of what happens. So, great point, Eddie.
Isaac, is this a comedy or actually fight? Man, this is a fight. There's a fight poster up there. Netflix just dropped a really cool promo video. It's 20 seconds long. Helicopter dropping off Jake Paul on top of a building. They go, they face off AT&T Stadium. It's going to happen. It's a fight. You can't lose. If this was some kind of comedy scheme, like you would lose a lot of merit. You would lose a lot of respectability that they're trying to build. So, this is going to happen July 20th. Jake Paul is going to box Mike Tyson. Crazy.
Yeah, absolutely crazy.
Eddie, it's kind of like Rock and Holding, don't piss off Tyson. We agree. Thunderlips. You're going to see Thunderlips on July 20th. I love that. I love that.
Real ones know Thunderlips.
All right, guys. I think we did it. If anything else, if no one else has any questions, I think we're going to jump off. We've done it for 37 minutes, longer than I thought. Keelan, always appreciate you. Appreciate your time. Appreciate your insight into the sport of combat sports and especially boxing. Hopefully, maybe, Keelan, maybe we can do something together Saturday night or Sunday. Let's do a little Francis Ngannou, Anthony Joshua top off. We know we got UFC 299, but I love your take on boxing, especially the Francis part. It really feels like you have that niche on lock. So we would love to get you back on to kind of talk about what we just saw. If we saw Francis win or get lose or see where Francis is at in around 48 hours. So we'd love to have you back. Kyle goes, this fight was made 4 years too late. I think this fight is 34 years too late, Kyle. 34 years, but I get you. Thank you, guys. Thank you, Eddie. Appreciate you dropping in.
Thank you, Eddie.
My man. Always love having you on, Eddie. We did it. And Keelan, any last words? Like I said, we talked about for 37 minutes. Has anything changed inside of you about the fight poster and hearing the breaking news that Jake Paul is going to fight Mike Tyson?
Yeah, to be honest, my thoughts are pretty similar as to when we started half an hour ago. You know, it's absolutely ridiculous that this fight's happening. It's one of my favorite fighters to ever live, and Mike Tyson. No, I'm just kidding. It's Mike Tyson and it's Jake Paul, of course it is. Yeah, like I said, Jake wouldn't have been born. But yeah, look, to be honest, I get it. It's a pantomime fight. It makes sense. You've got two huge names. But I pray more than anything that Mike Tyson wins, because I can't live with Jake Paul having that over Mike Tyson. Come on now. This is a man who, like I said, this is a man who just, he's the youngest heavyweight champion in history.
Yeah.
This is a man who knocked out Larry Holmes. This is a man who knocked out Trevor Burbeck. This is a guy who held all, back then it was three before the WBO was brought in. This is a guy who held IBF, WBA, WBC titles and made them great. It's Mike Tyson. And, you know, I want Mike to win more than anything. And I hope we see Iron Mike on July 20th.
Would you rather have Mike Tyson win or Dustin Poirier win this Saturday night?
Dustin, I can live with more than Mike losing. I'm going to be honest. And you know I love Dustin.
I'm a Dustin guy. Love me some Dustin Poirier.
Oh, Dustin's a G. Everybody loves Dustin Poirier. But if Mike Tyson loses, and if Mike Tyson gets knocked out, I just don't think I could take that, Dave. I don't think my spirit could take that blow.
It could be tough. It could be tough. So, you never know. Maybe we can even, you know, we'll have a lot more content for Mike Tyson and Jake Paul. Maybe we'll do, Keelan, how about we'll do a, let's just kind of commit to something right now, July 20th, you and I doing a live watch along during the show, kind of seeing our first reactions, our gut reactions and letting people watch along. I know maybe some people don't have Netflix, so we can kind of do a little commentary. We could say, hey, Tyson using the jab. So July 20th, lock that down on your calendars. Keelan and myself, we're doing a live watch along.
Done. We're absolutely doing that. In fact, I'm going to go one better. July 20th, AT&T Stadium, Dallas, Texas. We are going to stream Netflix outside the stadium. We will be there.
Wow. Keelan bringing the heat. I like that. I don't mind that at all. I think Dustin's going to sleep Saturday. No, he's not, Juan. Dustin the Diamond Poirier is getting the job done. Come on.
Juan, don't do this to us. Don't do that. Don't do it to us. Juan, we have faith. We believe here.
I know. Come on. All right, guys. From Keelan, my name's Dave Van Auken. Always love doing these live pop-ups. We'll come back soon. Last night, betting bananas. If you like betting on the UFC, go watch it. L. Dawson and myself go for 40 minutes, a ton of content. And then Tuesday, always the live show. Myself, Maddie Levine, L. Dawson, Jillian the Savage Robertson, and numerous UFC or top 10 fighters are always on. Can't wait to next Tuesday as well. So, guys, thank you so much for joining us. Jake Paul, Mike Tyson, July 20th, streamed on Netflix, AT&T Stadium. It's official. Keelan, appreciate you.
God bless us all.